Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the creator of the Celestial Timings and the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School. And this is a look at the spring equinox and how the equinoxes, regardless of whether it's spring or autumn, it has to do with the balance of day and night, equal days, equal night. That is why it's called equinox. And when the sun reaches 0 degrees Aries, we have the spring equinox in the northern hemisphere and then the autumnal equinox in the southern hemisphere. And the equinoxes are currently aligned along the galactic poles. So we have the galactic plane where the solstices are aligned, and then the equinoxes are aligned with the galactic poles, the north galactic pole and the south galactic pole. It turns out that the zero Aries point is currently aligned with the south galactic pole. And whenever the equinox seasons and the solstice seasons align with either the galactic plane or the galactic poles, and when one is aligned with the galactic plane, then the other is aligned with the galactic poles, because these four points move together and they form a cross in the sky. And the experience also of the balance of day and night was so important to the ancients that the thing that they did was they built standing stone circles or temple sites, petroglyphs, different ways of tracking that alignment of when the sun was rising due east and setting due west, or at the solstice points when the sun was rising at its furthest north or furthest south point, depending on which solstice it was. So one of the things that happens when the sun is rising exactly due east and setting exactly due west is that it's rising and setting over the equator, and it has an effect on the magnetic field of the earth. And so this is one of the reasons why this is such a ceremonial, powerful ceremonial gateway, because the magnetic field of the earth is reduced and there's an ability to connect to other realms more easily at the time of these solar gateways. And there are many different ways that cultures have used to track this particular timing. They would also know that it was time for certain ceremonies to happen. It was a time when there would be certain festivals and celebrations that would take place. And it was a way of staying in greater harmony and connection with the earth. I thought I would share this chant of the priestesses in honor of the equinox that comes from Diana Paxton's book, Ancestors of Avalon, as it is a way of invoking the connection of how the seasons come and go, that the seasons, the four seasonal gateways, the solstices and equinoxes, mark the seasonal cross, the circle within the cross within the circle. And when they're aligning with the galactic planes, it's like, and the galactic poles, those seasonal crosses from the Earth's perspective aligns with the galactic crosses in the sky. And so that's happening now. It's a very important time, and it's part of the acceleration of the turning of the ages, the time that we know that we're moving into the new earth and that things are changing, that our myths and symbols and the way that we have experienced life on earth is in a rapid evolution at this time. So I'm going to complete this look at the equinox, especially the spring equinox, with this chant of the priestesses from Diana Paxton. And this is it. Let day be bounded by the night. Dark be balanced by the light. Earth and sky and sun and sea, a circled cross shall ever be. Let sorrow make space for joy. Let grief with jubilance alloy. Step by step to make our way, till darkness shall unite with day. Each season by the next is bound. Meetings, partings form the round. The sacred center is our frame, where all is changing all the same. Moving, we become more still. Impassioned, we are bound by will. Turning in perpetuity, while time becomes eternity.